Welcome to Built Brave. Driven women sharing their stories to show others what is possible for them. Because we were all born brave. I'm your host, Lo Wentworth, and this is Built Brave. Are you ready? Hello, everyone. So today I'd like to talk about, you know, everyone gets a little lost sometimes as states and places are starting to reopen and normal life is about to change again, but we don't know what it looks like. And there's a lot that's happened since March with everyone that many people, myself included, are questioning some things. Questioning what's next, what does that look like? Questioning whether they should go back to work, the places that they were living, or whatever it may be. And that it's okay to feel a little lost, because we all feel that way. I mean, we're humans. We change, we have emotions, we grow, we learn, we get exposed to many different things. And we value confidence and seeing people who are confident and clear in their vision and know what they're going for. But even those people get lost sometimes. They waver. Everyone wavers. No matter what decisions they make, no matter how clear the vision is, no matter how well they know themselves, they always waver. Because that's, ego is really tricky like that, but they waver for many different reasons. Waver because someone they care about and look up to said something that made them question themselves. That a plan to create a goal to launch a podcast or a business or a new direction in a career, whether that is the right thing for them. And then they start questioning whether it's worth it, because every road you take, there's going to be challenges. Some are going to be less severe than others. I mean, there's a reason why people tell you to take the road less traveled. The road less traveled has a hell of a lot more challenges on it than the road traveled. And even though the road is traveled, there are still challenges. So it's deciding what is worth it. Worth it to you. I mean, we all waver and question things and get lost. And no matter what age we are, and I think, I mean, personally, I've done this and finally have been giving myself permission to do this, that it's okay to be in the gray area. It's okay to feel like you don't know. It's okay that you can't really see the next step in the staircase. You know it's there, but maybe you don't know which step is the next step. Who knows? But figuring out where to take up space is the biggest challenge anyone can go through. I mean, that's why we waver. It's why we feel lost. Because sometimes we feel like maybe we're taking up too much space and then we feel guilty about it because we should save that for the other person. We shouldn't always take for ourselves. And it's just been interesting to watch and listen and see different mindsets during this time. And how people are reacting and what people are thinking, especially with toilet paper. Oh my God, toilet paper might become its own currency eventually after this is all over. Oh, I'll pay for that with 3 rolls of toilet paper, whatever. But it's just interesting to watch and see, because right now everyone is feeling a little lost. Because some are wanting to go back to the way things were. Others are excited about what they're going to be creating in the future and what the possibilities are for this. And others are just waiting for this to be over because they want to be out of survival mode. And we're all feeling a little lost because none of us wanted this, really. None of us planned this. Mother Nature and the universe decided to throw a lot of curveballs and a lot of monkey wrenches into the plans that we all have. And so we've learned to pivot and become resilient and realize how resilient we are. But even in those moments, at least what I've witnessed and even with myself, no one knows if they're doing the right thing. No one knows what the right thing is. It's just doing what the best thing as the situations present to themselves. And a lot of people are reacting. Some are starting to be proactive instead of reactive, but we're still collectively going through this. Because no one knows how long this is going to be, when it's going to be safe for us to be released back into the wild again, I like to say, or what that even looks like. And so even though it seems like a lot of things in the world has stopped, and they have, but there are a lot of things have moved forward in many different ways. Technology's had to move forward, like Zoom. I don't even know how many users it quadrupled overnight. Like, different things have happened. Things are changing. People are questioning, you know, if the work structure is the right work structure for everyone, or if that's even working. People reconnecting with families and getting back to their roots. But just because we're doing these things and we're pivoting and realizing how resilient we are still doesn't mean we don't feel a little lost. Questioning things, wondering what's next, what's to do, how much of the news we should or should not be listening to, seeing what the last half of the year will be. You know, traveling again, going on different adventures. It's just interesting to watch. So if you're feeling lost, just bring some curiosity to it and be open. Allow yourself to be where you are at right now. Feel whatever you are feeling right now. Because you can't shift out of something. You can't solve a problem without first being aware of it and being honest with yourself and being open and seeing things as clear as possible as you can instead of rose-colored glasses or just pretending something doesn't exist. Pretending something doesn't exist doesn't mean it will go away. It'll just get bigger. So if you're feeling a little lost, also know you're not alone. Everyone is. Everyone is. Even the people I look up to and have conversations with. Even in myself and like the guiding light that I've had. I mean, the one consistent thing I've done is the podcast and creating content and putting that first and giving that a focus during this time. And there have sometimes I've been like, well, should I even do a podcast? Is anyone even listening? But I have a clear why I do this podcast. I have a commitment to myself, to who's ever listening, to grow and learn and see what I create from it. And plus, it's been the one thing that's been fun out of all of this. But I say that because I even got a little lost with the podcast too. Questioning whether things are worth it. Wondering when I'm going to have my own wins with the universe right now instead of taking punches. And just discovering new things and reconnecting with people I love and care about. And having fun with that and realizing during this time having that one intention has been so much easier to make some decisions. When I start questioning things or wanting to focus on things or thinking the world is getting too big or if I'm taking too much, having the one intention I have right now, which is focusing on my family and reconnecting with my family, has made so many other decisions so much easier for me. And I'll share them later, because right now I'm living through it. I'm living through the lessons. And I haven't quite formulated what the lessons are and solutions are, so hence why I haven't shared it with you guys. But even when I feel lost, it's been a guiding post, like my podcast. So if you're feeling a little lost, know you're not alone. Find one intention to get you through the day, get you through the week. Something to focus on that creates an outlet, creates some sort of way for you to feel as if you're not completely lost. Because you're never lost. We just waver sometimes because that's how life is. Life throws us curveballs. And sometimes those curveballs are really the test to see how committed you are, or is pushing you into the direction you've been thinking about going. And now it's time to go instead of think about it. And just trust yourself. You'll get through this. We're all getting through this. And you won't be so lost anymore. So with that, know you're not lost. Or rather, know that you're not alone if you feel like you're lost. And I will see you on Thursday. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Built Brave. If you love this episode, heck, if you like this episode, please head on over, give it a rate, review, subscribe, like, shout it out on your social media with your major takeaways and what you loved about the episode. And as always, tag me in that at Lo Wentworth, because I love hearing what you guys got out of the episodes. And until next time, remember, you've always been brave.